Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 623. Visible translated text is as follows. Burt's X 2535. That is my handwriting, and you can read every one of them through. Deft's X 2535. Here is one, F.W. Woolworth. I wrote that one. And another one, F.W. Woolworth. I wrote that one. And another one, F.W. Woolworth. Here is 1 5- and 10-cent store. Salst Marie, Deft's X 31. I wrote that one. And here is F.W. Woolworth, DeKalb, Illinois, and Logansport, Indiana, Deft T's X 27. That is all my handwriting, excepting the amounts that are placed down here under the dates when the shipment of these orders were made, which is in the handwriting of my assistant, Mr. Schiff. This part, the amount, date, numbers, address, salesman, date, April 26th, and the order number. Taking the date in lieu of the order number, as I explained previously, that is all my handwriting. Everything except that amount there and the subsequent date. That is in my handwriting. And the work on all of those was done on the morning of April 26th. Miss Hall left my office on her way home at this time. And to the best of my information, there were in the building Arthur White and Harry Denham and Arthur White's wife on the top floor. To the best of my knowledge, it must have been from 10 to 15 minutes after Miss Hall left my office, when this little girl, whom I afterwards found to be Mary Fagan, entered my office and asked for her pay envelope. I asked for her number and she told me. I went to the cash box and took her envelope out and handed it to her, identifying the envelope by the number. She left my office and apparently had gotten as far as the door from my office leading to the outer office, when she evidently stopped and asked me if the metal had arrived, and I told her no. She continued on her way out, and I heard the sound of her footsteps as she went away. It was a few moments after she asked me this question that I had an impression of a female voice saying something. I don't know.